ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. May Allah's peace and blessing be on His last messenger wa ala alihi al-atharin and on His pure progeny. We were spending some moments in the previous sessions touching on the parts of the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. The title of this dua is Fil I'tiraf wa talab at-tawbati ila Allah Ta'ala, in confession and seeking repentance or seeking forgiveness to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We are approaching the golden time of our life, the golden time of our year, where the night of Qadr, where this destiny of ours will be set, where our sustenance will be finalized and written, is going to be fallen into this month. Every moment of this month is so important that the Holy Prophet says, "Naumukum fiha ibada," even your time that you take a nap and you sleep, the time of your rest is counted as worshiping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that you do, every action that you do will be counted as a work of worship, as an act of worship. Even breathing while you're fasting and while you're in this month of Ramadan. So it's so important for us to utilize and take benefit of this month to connect with the teachings of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadi. And one of the very good du'as to be recited on these first 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, on the very first bend of the month of Ramadan, is this 12th du'a. He says, Imam in here says, Alladhi, I am the one, al-mustakhif, I am the one who has made the light of his Lord's inviolability and whose sins are dreadful, great. Let's take a break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
And Imam Sajjad alayhi salam continues this dua, dear respected listeners. Imam says, وَأَدْبَرَتْ أَيَّامُهُ فَوَلَّتْ حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَى مُدَّةَ الْعَمَلِ قَدْ انْقَذَتْ, whose days have parted, have fled, have gone, has expired, until when he sees, until there's a moment that you come to yourself, that you get yourself back together, and you see that the term of his works has expired. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen has a beautiful hadith that many of you have memorized, and inshallah all of you have heard this before. If not, This is our gift to you tonight, or in this episode. Imam says, Al-Furaso, the opportunities, tamurru, they pass, kamar al-sahab, they pass like the passing or like the passage of the clouds. What is the quality of the passage of the clouds? You look at the sky, there's no noise, there is no speed symptoms, but they're really moving really, really fast and quick. Why? Because you look at the skies and you look at the skies a few minutes later, the clouds are not there. They move noiselessly and quickly. This is how the opportunities of this life are. Imam says, Al-Furaso tamurru kamar al-sahab. The special timing of the month of Ramadan will come and go. The special timing and period and season of forgiveness will come and go. There are certain acts that you could do in the month of Ramadan that you cannot do them. You cannot perform them outside of the month of Ramadan. The veils and the gates and the blockages that you have created by your actions outside of the month of Ramadan will be removed unilaterally from the side of the Lord, from the side of Allah, just for the sake of the blessing of this special season, this special time, this special period. وَمُدَّةُ الْعَمَلِ قَدْ انْقَذَّتْ. The term of his works has expired. Let's take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Respected listeners to the program Bridge, as we are approaching the holy month of Ramadan, in these remaining days and hours before the start of this month of Allah, a month of the mercy of Allah, we ask Him, the Almighty, to forgive us in the remaining hours of the month of Sha'ban. Allahumma in lam takun ghafarta lana fi ma madha min Sha'ban. If you haven't forgiven us in what has passed from the month of Sha'ban, forgive us in the remainder of the month of Sha'ban, before we enter upon this feast of Allah, this month of mercy. And Imam Zainul Abidin, in the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiya, he says, I come to the point until when a servant, he sees, مُدَّةُ الْعَمَلِ قَدْ انْقَذَتْ, the term of his works expired, and وَغَايَةُ الْعُمْرِ قَدْ انْتَهَتْ, and the limit of his lifetime has reached. There are some people who are hospitalized with unknown or very complex sorts and kinds of cancers, and the doctors do not know the treatment or the positive or the practical treatment for it yet, but they know that this patient has 12 more days, and they tell them, they say that you have possibly 2 more weeks to go on, and that will be it. That certain part of the body is going to stop working, that certain area is going to start not functioning anymore. Imam says there's a point that you see وَغَايَةُ الْعُمْرِ قَدْ انْتَهَتْ, that the capacity of this life has reached its limit. the time is gone. The opportunity is gone. O Allah, make us remember continuously that we have limited opportunity and we are in limited time frame in the life of this dunya. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد